are now listening to Beardcast.
What's going on, my bearded brethren or sisterin? Oh, let's pause this. Considering I'm not able to pick up Call of Duty Ghosts, which had released today or last night, midnight, a lot of people had jumped on that. I pre-ordered for the PlayStation 4. I won't be able to pick it up, I can pick it up today. Keep correcting myself, gotta correct. Keep correcting, it's always good. But I could pick it up today, but I won't be able to play until the 15th. So right now I'm here watching, first time watching, the first mission of Call of Duty Ghost, and I'm going to give you my reaction, and I guess just how I feel about the whole Call of Duty-ness. So let's see. So, we got a guy telling a story about a war. I mean, what is a Call of Duty game? Damn, that's a headshot. Yeah, if you're a little interested in seeing these videos, you can go to IGN, and IGN is, you can watch the whole entire campaign played off of PS4, which is also what brought me to the video. I'm curious to see how it looks off the PlayStation 4 running at the native 1080p. Why does this guy sound like a fake Morgan Freeman? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I understand you're telling the story. They should just have Morgan Freeman narrate every video game and every movie. Like, really, just like, listen. When the dust and sand had settled, only one of the enemy had survived. It's like white Morgan Freeman. Okay, so I guess they're ghosts. Okay, so now we got an older gentleman, me as the first person, and another younger man sitting around a campfire, so I'm assuming that's grandpapa or papa. And they're in the woods. The graphics look stunning, by the way. Yet again, you can go check this out on IGN or YouTube. So now they're experiencing like some kind of tremors or earthquakes. The leaves are falling off the trees, so it's pretty intense, pretty sick. A couple of leaves fall, you know, people's pants get wet. Oh, there goes a tree. Now they're on the run. Reminding me of, I don't know, it always gets me intense. Reminds me of Modern Warfare, the first Modern Warfare with the ship, first ship mission. Okay, so these aren't tremors. That's a lot of fire. They're running to the house. Live in a nice little quiet suburban area. I mean, not at the moment, but... So, the father had just said a word. I'm not sure if it was Orin or Odin or something like that, but they don't... So we have a character's name, Logan. Their house looks fucked up, let's just say it. Graphics are stunning, by the way.
What the hell is Dad talking about? What's Odin?
Odin is what the word he said. The house is getting completely destroyed by these attacks. Yeah, you better smash that door and try to get the fuck out of here. Oh, the typical shiny light. Earlier. What the fuck could have happened 15 minutes ago? Okay, now we're in space. Wow. Really stunning stuff. Wow, really intense. So as I can see now, just to keep this going, PlayStation 4 is looking really nice, and opposed to playing most Call of Duty games where I'm pretty bored of the typical, like, just the same graphics that they present every year. I mean, it runs at 60 frames, and that's really their main goal about everything, but they're able to, with the next gen, they're able to run the 60 frames perfectly and keep it to the point where it's refreshing the series graphically. So, I'm excited about that. Space mission's crazy, though. Like the scene. A bunch of astronaut suits. No gravity, obviously. They're floating all over the fucking place. This guy's waving this guy into this hole, to this door. Up. And here comes a bunch of guys that are shooting in space. Up. Jesus. This is fucking nuts. I don't know how the quality is with my video playing off, because I'm streaming this off the iPad right now. This is a kind of a last minute spur of the moment thing, because I saw and I figured, hey, why not include the listeners? Oh, sick. The guy floated in, dropped his gun, now they're rotating, like they're floating in space, and the first person just shot him in the face. Nice. Trophy system in the PlayStation 4 is very quick. As to the PlayStation 3, where you'd have to wait like at least like 5 minutes after you've done the achievement, the thing that earned you that trophy, to actually come in, the guy shot him in the face, and that's probably the trophy that could happen right then and there. So that's good. That's good news for me and my self victory. Reloaded, the clip's floating in the air. Pretty sick. Pretty much this space station Odin is targeting a whole bunch of locations, not by their free will, obviously it's not their choice, but now their idea is to completely crash the station itself to prevent these attacks. So these two soldiers, astronauts, I don't really know, they were planning on going home really soon, obviously not today, because now they're floating in space with no place to sit, and they have to crash their station, so not looking too good. Odin targeting on payloads 3 and 4 have been aborted. But payload 2 is still sequencing. Targeting lock. San Francisco. And continues to shoot the enemies floating in space out of station, which is fun. I don't think we're making it home, Baker. Yeah, I don't think you're making it home either, Baker. Jesus. Yet again, I'll say it again, very stunning. The graphics are stunning. Even off my iPad, which isn't running at a full 1080 to show detail, even off just the stream alone, it's very intense, very detailed. They're approaching a crate on top of the satellite. They're popping this open. I mean, it's hard for me to explain, but definitely check it out when you get a chance. Unless you bought it already, which you did play the shit out of, it's good. But if you haven't gotten a chance to see it, and if you haven't purchased it yet, and you want to get a little preview into it, holy shit, you should definitely check it out. Basically, in this box that I was just saying that they're opening is a fuel tank. They're shooting it, trying to get some kind of boost to shoot the station into Earth's orbit. This girl's dead. Blood all over the helmet. I'm still alive, but now the flame, the first person and the other go into Earth's orbit there. It's getting set on fire, so I don't think they're making it. I think they're dead. They're deaded. And now let's see what's going on with Logan and his brother. So they just showed a way to get to, I guess, one of the laptops, one of the collectibles of the campaign. Of not going on the... Holy shit, man. These graphics are nuts. Basically, something just hit and the streets just, like, popped up in slow motion, showing, like, every bit of pebble. Crazy. Sliding down the street. Sliding down the street. So, pretty much the street had broken up and obviously created some kind of slide effect to the point where they had to slide down. There's almost no street. They're jumping on roof houses right now. Like, they have roofs of houses, and Logan had just crashed into the roof, hurting himself a little bit. And the brother doesn't even seem concerned. He's just fucking running. I would keep fucking running, too. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, if you stand steady, chances are you get a good 97% chance of getting killed, huh? That 3% chance is not too large. Holy shit, man. Truck just came and rolled down. They're coughing up a storm. Oh, and Papa's calling them. Why does it always have to look like this? The truck's like in clear, like it's almost like the goal, like the truck's so untouched and like the flames are around it. Like it always makes me feel like, oh, okay, here comes the missile. You're fucked. But this is not the case. They have made it. There's that happy music. And they're watching their neighborhood getting fucking smashed and explode. Damn it, it's crazy. And here comes the title, Call of Duty Ghosts, Intro Mission. Just makes me want the game even more now, fuck. Terrible that I have to wait till the 15th to even play it. I'm going to have it in the house, but definitely cool. If you haven't bought it yet, I would highly recommend go getting it for whatever console you would be playing on, unless you, like me, are getting it for PlayStation 4, or even worse, if you're getting for the Xbox One, which you'd have to wait a complete extra week. To me, I only have 10 days to wait for it. But that's the first view of it, Bearders. I'll link the video in the same vicinity that I'm going to put this little tidbit of a podcast, this little mini episode. But definitely check it out, and I'll see you guys on Friday for FNMC, the 19th, or one of those fucking numbers. I don't know, we're somewhere. But I'll catch you guys Friday.